Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, November 4th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news now, we have two active warrants in Hardy County. Roberto Rodriguez has a local warrant for violation of probation for attempted possession of structure for traffic, sale, or manufacture of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. And Joseph William Barber has a local warrant for failure to appear for violation of domestic violence injunction. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Or if you'd like to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events: New Hope Elder Care Services invites seniors ages 60 and up to join them at their no-cost drive-through Thanksgiving celebration dinner. It is available for residents of both Hardy and Highlands County. In Hardy County, pickup will be at the Catherine McDonald Senior Center at 310 North 8th Avenue in Wauchula. Reservations are required, and you can call ahead at 863-773-2022 by Monday, November 15th to receive your meal pickup time. In Highlands County, pickup will be at Grace Church of Sebring, 3599 Thunderbird Road in Sebring. Reservations are also required. You can call ahead at 863-382-2134 by Monday, November 8th to receive your meal pickup time. More than 20% of the 1,500 tickets for the Restoration Rest Haven card giveaway have been sold, so if you're still thinking about buying tickets to win a 1958 Pontiac Chieftain, now is the time to do so before they sell out. Tickets for the car can be purchased in the lobby of First National Bank of Wauchula during normal business hours, or you can also buy them at Tony's Cuts Barbershop. For more information, you can call 863-781-1961 or email restorationresthaven@gmail.com. You can also buy your tickets online by visiting the Restoration Rest Haven Facebook page. And this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the DeSoto Bulldogs in a non-district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30, and if you can't make it to the stands, turn on your radio. Weston and Gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Senior Connection Center is looking for an outreach specialist. A high school diploma or GED, Spanish fluency, and driver's license are preferred. Burger King has several openings available, including opening and closing crews. Candidates with a desire for increasing responsibility are preferred. And Trinity Services Group is still looking for a food service worker. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, serve safe food handler certification, and prior restaurant experience. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. this evening and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 77 degrees out, feels like 82 degrees. A 4% chance of rain. Your current conditions, hazy sunshine. Shade temperature is 77 degrees. The maximum UV index is 3, moderate. Winds east northeast at 6 miles per hour with gust up to 7 miles per hour. The humidity is very nice and humid at 69%. Air quality is fair. The dew point 66 degrees. Cloud cover 75%. 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 21,300 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:05 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 40% chance of rain. Friday, showers with a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming east in the afternoon with an 80% chance of rain. And Friday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
The Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers are having difficulty accessing repair parts, and some new tractor sales have been halted due to striking John Deere workers. The strike involving more than 10,000 workers at 14 John Deere plants began October 14th when workers rejected Deere's union contract. Among the plants is one in Grovetown near Augusta. A Farm Journal report says workers anticipate remaining on strike for the rest of the year. A farm progress report shows farmers need to keep an eye on their precision ag equipment, such as auto guidance monitors and antennas, after a string of thefts. While no one is too sure, the report says it's either a quick way to make a buck or the computer chip shortage is behind the thefts. They say the best prevention is to lock everything up at night or unplug precision equipment at night and store it in a safe place. Food prices continue to rise, and consumers across the country are adjusting their shopping habits. A successful farming report says overall food prices were 4.6% higher in September than last year. Beef prices were up 17%, and pork prices almost 13% higher than 2020. Egg prices were up 12%. The USDA's food price outlook is still projecting that higher food prices will ease a bit in 2022, with any future increases more in line with historical averages.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you. AgCareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on AgCareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on AgCareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. States are getting additional backing as they work to help farmers and ranchers deal with the stresses of the job. The USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture announced an investment of nearly $25 million for 50 grants supporting the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network by way of state departments of agriculture. Brent Elrod of the NIFA says the state of Georgia plans to put its grant money into multiple projects.
Georgia Department of Ag has started Georgia Farmer Healthy Mindset, and really looking to address outreach and awareness and provide support to increase farmers' financial literacy so that they can ensure that the bottom line is supported as they move forward in supporting their own operation.
And in Alabama, a $500,000 grant will fund outreach programs by mental health professionals. They hope that exposure to positive stories about treatment will help ease the stigma many people still have about mental health. The Alabama program will provide opportunities for farmers and ranchers and other ag professionals to seek help and treatment they would not otherwise have access to. And Florida's Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services has a similar goal. Its $500,000 grant will help increase awareness about the mental health challenges and provide farmers and ranchers with a support network. Florida will develop a marketing campaign to help raise awareness. The funding will also help train suicide prevention specialists and even help 4-H students learn to identify emotional stress in their own communities.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bob Agnew. The Federal Reserve will begin dialing back the extraordinary economic aid it's provided since the pandemic erupted last year. That's a response to high inflation that now looks likely to persist longer than it did just a few months ago. In a statement after its latest policy meeting, the Fed said it will start reducing its $120 billion in monthly bond purchases in the coming weeks by $15 billion a month. That sector of the economy that employs most Americans grew at a record clip last month.
It's the services sector, and it expanded despite persistent supply chain issues. The Institute for Supply Management's monthly survey of service industries, which includes restaurants and bars, trucking companies, hotels, and many other businesses, jumped to a reading of 66.7 from September's 61.9.
That is Rich Thomason reporting on Wall Street. The Dow closed up by 105 points. With business, I'm Bob Agnew.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jason Walker. Make no mistake about it, the Atlanta Braves are king of the hill right now, winning their first World Series since 1995. The Braves shut out the Houston Astros Tuesday night. Score was 7-0. They take the series 4-2. 5 games on tap in the National Basketball Association. Milwaukee over Detroit, 117-89. Utah defeated Sacramento. Final there was 119-113. Miami over Dallas, 125-110. Phoenix took care of New Orleans. Final in that game was 112-110. And the Los Angeles Lakers nipped Houston. Final there was 119-117. This is SRN Sports. The Tennessee Titans have signed 2012 NFL MVP and four-time All-Pro running back Adrian Peterson to the practice squad to help replace NFL rushing leader Derrick Henry. This is the sixth NFL team for Peterson, who had been unsigned since finishing his last season with Detroit. Tennessee plans to add the 36-year-old Peterson to the active roster, with the Titans visiting the Rams on Sunday night. In the National Hockey League, Toronto over Vegas 4-0. Philadelphia beat Arizona 3-0. Montreal over Detroit by the same 3-0 score. Minnesota skated past Ottawa 5-4. Winnipeg beat Dallas 4-3. Nashville over Calgary 3-2. Vancouver nipped the Rangers 3-2. Anaheim over New Jersey 4-0. And San Jose skated past Buffalo 5-3. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: studies show that cows produce more milk when farmers talk to them, which is a good case of in one ear and out the other. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. I crack myself up. Have a great and safe and dry rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.